The COVID-19 pandemic created waves of unprecedented change across K-12 education. While many districts took their first foray into virtual and hybrid learning to respond to the immediate needs of their communities, established virtual and hybrid programs throughout the United States have brought innovation and flexibility to students and families across the country and around the world. In order to discover more about what made these programs a success and what their leaders had to learn along the way, the Learning Accelerator spoke with a number of these schools to capture, codify, and share their stories with the field. In this episode of the Learning Accelerator's Beyond Brick and Mortar podcast series, we're going to hear from Justin Lauder, Associate Vice Provost for e-learning at Texas Tech University, about the strategies, resources, and insights this exemplary virtual program has used to make their model a success. Texas Tech University K-12, or TTU K-12, is an online public school offering full-time programs, individual courses, and credit by exams, or CBEs, for students located in the United States and around the world. In addition to serving traditional age students, many adults have also earned their high school diploma through TTU K-12's full-time program. The school has served more than 500,000 students across 71 countries and currently works with both full-time and part-time student populations that require the flexibility and opportunities provided by a fully remote program. The school currently serves four primary populations: full-time students seeking an entirely remote program, international students who want to participate in a dual diploma program that provides students the opportunity to earn their diploma from TTU K-12 as well as from their home country, credit-seeking part-time students who are looking to make up lost credits, and advanced part-time students who would like to take advanced courses not offered in their local school districts. TTU K-12 develops their own curriculum in-house to minimize costs for students, lessening the financial burden on families as they do not need to purchase textbooks or materials, and to ensure teachers can focus strictly on teaching instead of curriculum planning or design. Established in 1993 by the state of Texas as a school that would better meet the needs of students who were not being fully served in traditional brick-and-mortar schools, TTU K-12 built their program on what they call anytime, anyplace learning, adapting to meet the needs of student populations who seek out a fully remote program that affords them flexibility and a wide variety of classes to create a well-rounded, personalized learning experience. With the dramatic shift to online learning spurred on by the COVID-19 pandemic, TTU K-12 also welcomed a number of students who had challenging experiences with online programs before, and worked to create a successful, comprehensive virtual program to better serve them. TTU K-12 focuses on partnering with local school districts rather than competing with them, and works with a number of schools across the country that purchase their virtual classes to expand their selection of online courses for their own local students.
Because so many schools have jumped onto the online bandwagon for the last year and a half because they had to, we have seen a number of students that have come to us because they had horrible online experiences, but they don't realize it was a horrible experience. And so when they come to us, and we are a pedagogically sound online developed program, it's been a struggle for those students because they are coming out of a school that did the best that they could do for the last year and a half. And the students liked virtual. And so they came to us and they're going, well, this isn't how we did it, you know, the last year. And we're going, well, we know, because we purposely develop an online program. You were doing emergency instruction and the best that your district could do. So it's actually become a little more difficult in the last year to work with some of our new students because of COVID and what they thought was good instruction over the last year and a half. We always want to be seen as the partner to the local district. We don't want to be seen as a competition, and we don't want to be seen as trying to take their students from them. We want to serve the students that need it. So we have a lot of districts that will purchase classes for their students to take. For example, El Paso ISD do a lot of our Spanish credit by exam courses because they have students that don't need to take Spanish. They can test out of it. So they'll do it through us. A district in Far West Texas, right before COVID happened, lost their science teacher. And so that district partnered with us. We provided their online science classes for them. So the students were still full-time in their local district, but they were taking one of our classes from us. because so many schools are looking at virtual options. We have a couple of different districts that are wanting to work with us to where we will provide all of their virtual classes for their students, but they would be full-time students in their program.
Built upon evidence and informed by subject matter experts specifically hired by TTU K-12, the school's approach to online curriculum takes into consideration the constraints that students may face when they're asked to participate in a fully remote program, and brings families into the mix to ensure students of all ages are given the structures they need to engage fully with what they're learning.
The way we develop our program is for our littles, their kindergarten, first, second, third, it's really more parent-taught, where it's resources we provide the parents, they work with the students, because we don't want those kids in front of a computer. When they get about fourth grade, it's a little bit more on the computer, but again, we don't want them on there for hours on end. And then junior high school, it's a little more. But again, our program is never built to where they're going to sit in front of a computer screen from 8 to 3 on a day, because that's not learning. We want them to get out. And so we've had a lot of students that come to us that did that Zoom class for 8 hours a day for the last year and a half. They go, well, that was how it was supposed to be done. Like, no, that's how they did it. That's not how it's supposed to be done. That's not pedagogically sound. And let us tell you why and do this. So I think that's something that districts need to think about, is that putting anybody in front of a Zoom for more than an hour at a time is not learning. And on like recorded videos and lectures, students are only going to watch about 15 minutes at a time. And so what we do is chunking the content to where it's bite-sized pieces of content. So there may be a 15-minute lecture and an activity, but then they're done with that one and they can go do whatever they want. And so we encourage that. I think those are some things districts need to think about, is that Zoom is great, but Zoom is not a teaching tool for an all-day long school. Google Classroom, the same thing. And so chunk the content, chunk the curriculum, and put it together that way. Our full-time students, you have to have what we call as a learning coach. You have to have a learning coach at home. That could be a mom, that could be a dad, that could be a grandparent, aunt and uncle, older sibling, somebody, but somebody has to be there to provide that support to the student day in and day out. Our teachers are always available for virtual office hours and tutoring, but they have to have somebody at home to help.
Students at TTU K-12 are given deadlines to keep them on track in their program, but their students do not engage in synchronous lectures. Rather, sessions are recorded to allow students to properly engage and proceed at their own pace. This allows TTU K-12 to better serve students who are involved in outside commitments ranging from medical and mental health treatment programs to activities such as sports and television work that would otherwise conflict with a traditional school schedule. The school makes sure to still provide opportunities for interaction with faculty and staff, allowing students to make connections and seek out extra support when they need it.
Because our program is built really on an anytime, anyplace learning, students have deadlines, but they don't have synchronous lecture sessions. We don't do that. If there's lecture, a video or audio lecture, it's recorded and in Blackboard because we want our students to be able to move at the pace they need to. I say that because we have a lot of students that are going through medical treatments, cancer treatments, and so they may feel great on a Monday and want to do a couple of days worth of work, and then the rest of the week, they may feel horrible. And so we don't want to penalize them for that. We have a number of students that are in television and film and on Broadway. And again, when they are able to work, we want them to work. We don't want to penalize them if they have to take, you know, a week or two off because they're in a play or they're shooting a movie or something like that. I have a huge, wide, different groups of population, from those actors and athletes to the kid in, you know, drug and alcohol rehab. And they all work through our program together. We just signed an agreement with a group that works with young girls who have been victims of trafficking. So while they are going through counseling, because they can't be in a school population just yet, they're going to do our program. So, you know, we have those pockets. And so back to our original mission, serve the students that are not being served by the traditional school. That's how we're doing it. So that's why we don't do any set lecture time, so that they can work through at their pace. But like I said, there are set deadlines in the class and there are set checkpoints that they have to check in with the teacher and they have to check in with peers so that they're not just going out there on their own. There's always some check-in opportunities. There's always some opportunities for that interaction.
Students at TTU K-12 are also given opportunities to demonstrate their learning and understanding of course content in personalized ways. The school takes into account the ways in which students engage in learning activities outside of their digital classrooms, and many students choose to engage deeply in their local communities for further enrichment.
One of the great things that I love to see occasionally is we'll have parents send us pictures of their kids outside the classroom learning. So we had a family who happened to be in China when their older son, all three of their sons were our students, but their older son was studying the Great Wall of China. And they sent us a picture of them on the Great Wall of China. Then we had a junior high girl this last semester in a geology class or talking about geology, and their parents sent us pictures from the Grand Canyon. So when the students have those opportunities, we want them out there and doing those things. And so that's why we don't want them in front of the computer. A couple of our assignments, we try to make innovative and we make it very open-ended. Like in a history class, a high school history class, we will say, you can develop a newspaper from, you know, the 1800s. You can develop, you know, a radio broadcast from the 1900s. You can do, you know, whatever you want to do to talk about these concepts that you've learned. If you don't want to do that, you can still write a paper. Here's the requirements for the paper. But if you want to be creative, here are some options, and you can do that. And I think that is great because students learn differently, you know. And if I force somebody to write a paper and they are much more a visual learner, they're not going to get as much out of it as they would be if they get to design and develop a newspaper or film a video or something like that. So we try to have those things as options. Most of our students are very involved in their local community. So we've got kids that do rodeo and do that kind of stuff. So they find opportunities to connect. And because our program is asynchronous, kids can do a lot of stuff they couldn't during a regular school day.
As the world reeled from the COVID pandemic, more students and families sought out high-quality virtual and hybrid education than ever before. Even as brick-and-mortar schools have opened their doors once again, virtual and hybrid learning has underscored its role in K-12 education, opening up new opportunities for students to experience the high-quality education they deserve. Using their long history of service to students who have sought out flexible options for their learning experiences as a foundation, TTU K-12 was well poised to work with students during and beyond the pandemic, allowing students to engage in meaningful learning remotely and in their local communities, both in the United States and around the world. The school recognizes the unique needs of students, both inside the classroom, where many can benefit from flexible, creative, and personalized approaches to demonstrate their understanding, and outside, where many students deal with external obligations and challenges, and offer students a meaningful, accessible approach to education. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Learning Accelerator's Beyond Brick and Mortar podcast series. For more resources and stories from real-world practitioners and leaders, explore other episodes in our Stories of Learning podcast.